Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where quarantine or no, we are keeping an eye on the things. That's right. If you need a trend spotter in these troubled times, we are here for you. We're looking at all the things. Thanks for joining us.
We may be physically distant, we may be socially distant, but we are in your ears with things.
We are in your ears. We're coming at you with things. We are
not. I meant that to be positive, but as it came out of my mouth, I realized that it could sound like something you need to go to a doctor for.
It went a little bit to my deepest fear that, you know, the Star Trek Wrath of Khan moment where that little ear thing climbs out.
Hi, I'm Tom and this is Molly. We put things in your ears.
We put things in your ears. Aren't you glad you joined us today?
Hey, and the reason you put up with all of that is because we nail it.
Nail it. Yeah, we're just going to start off with a note. I'm actually going to go for a double nailed it today.
Oh.
Because, I mean, seriously, Tiger King?
Well, yeah, right?
In the moments since, the many hours and days since Tom identified Tiger King as this just like absurd thing, not only has it grown exponentially in thingness, but it even hit, as Tom predicted, thing backlash.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Where I feel like this was an 85-mile-an-hour fastball right down Central, right? Like, yeah. I'm like, come on. How could this not
nailed
have?
It.
Yeah.
But the most amazing part is how many people then came to the conclusion that you came to, which is that it is sort of a gross indulgence in other people's pain and therefore yucky.
And so, when I say that, or when Molly puts those words in my mouth that I agree to wholeheartedly, I do not judge. If you liked it, that's fine. I don't think you're a bad person or anything. It's just how I felt.
And it's just mainly that the whole cycle happened. Like it reached like extreme thingitude. And then some people were like, maybe it's actually kind of gross. And then I was like, everything that Tom said has come to pass. And then I believe in that same episode, is that true? Or was it the episode before?
I don't know. Scroll down and
talked about virtual happy hour overload, like feeling socially exhausted by all of the virtual engagements that you have been invited to.
The week before.
It was actually the week before.
Yeah, you nailed this way early.
Oh, that was early. Apparently, I really just don't like hanging out with people.
Virtual or otherwise.
Which I really thought I did. But MIT Technology Review had an article this week, Thursday, the 2nd, about how lockdown was supposed to be an introvert's paradise, but everybody's so exhausted because their calendars are full of virtual happy hours.
I know.
Nailed
it. I'll be real honest. I think I mentioned our mutual friend who was setting up a happy hour with me and my wife, and we did it for 2 weeks in a row, and it was great. This week she had to cancel because she had some work thing going on. She canceled, and I felt a little of that same thing of like, that's some extra free time now. Not that I would have minded hanging out at all,
right?
But it was the same thing we've talked about before the virus hit of like, sometimes when people cancel plans, you're like, oh, cool, now I got that time back.
Yeah. Which itself was a thing, like JOMO being an introvert and not having to hang out with people all the time was a thing. And then everybody was like, virtual happy hour because I need human contact. And now it seems like we're reaching the backlash part of that curve, too, where we're like, you know, do I need so much? Because it's not as comfortable to sit. Like, I've been doing my virtual happy hours from my little kitchen nook, but I haven't ever gotten cushions for those. But now I have a sewing machine. I bet I could make some.
Make some cushions.
Oh, my God. I have the power. And then maybe I'll want to go to virtual happy hours again. But I did. I like peaked a little. I was a little burnout.
Well, I think it's human nature to be like, oh, conditions have changed. Now everything can be different. And then you realize, well, not, you know, the physics of time didn't change.
Right.
You know, we got an hour of our commute back, maybe, but that's not all day.
Yeah. And I think people really did think that they would be a lot less busy than they in fact are. And some people certainly are finding that they have many, many, many hours of time. I'm going to assume those people are childless. But also, or not Tom, because Tom finds a way to fill his life.
Well,
with
I mean, if you lost,
shows.
Yeah, if you don't have kids and you lost your job, you got furloughed or whatever, then sure. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, true. But yes, anyway, don't beat yourself up if you A, don't want to go to 7 virtual happy hours in a night, and B, if you have not started a new project. It's okay.
Just tell them you have a thing.
Hey. See what he did there? All right, on to things.
Speaking of, I give full 100,000% credit for this thing to my wife who discovered it, Dalgona Coffee.
Okay.
Dalgona Coffee is definitely like already a huge thing in Korea. It's something that existed before now. It was known as whipped coffee in a lot of places, Macau, India, Pakistan. It is called Dalgona in South Korea because the coffee kind of reminds them of this toffee-like candy called Dalgona that convenience stores and arcades used to keep around for kids.
Yeah.
So it's like a nostalgia thing. But what it is taking mixed coffee or instant coffee, mixing it with a little milk, water, and sugar, and whipping it until it turns into like a mousse.
Oh, wow. Or almost like a whipped cream?
Yeah. It becomes this like frothy, creamy, moussey kind of thing. And then you put it on top of the milk. So I don't think you put the milk in for the whipping. I think it's just a little bit of water. So not as much water as you would use, obviously, to make a coffee out of the instant coffee. Uh-huh. Just enough to like let it start to whip up. And then you can then have this like beautiful drink. It's very Instagrammable, right? That's one of the reasons it's taken off, where you have the milk on the bottom and then the foam up on the top. And then it apparently tastes kind of caramely and delicious.
It looks amazing. Yeah. Well, and it's so cool because it looks like a black and tan, like the foamy, right. The whippy part sits on top of the milk. Oh my goodness. Coffee mullet, says producer.
Party on top, milk on the bottom.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Instant coffee, sugar, and water, the whip took, and then you put it on top of the milk. So it's three ingredients in the whip. And it's like taking over Instagram in Korea for sure and starting to spread elsewhere. LA Times had an article about it March 13th. So it's,
cool.
We're going to make it. This weekend, Eileen ordered some Korean instant coffee specifically, so you know we could do it upright, and we're gonna try it out this weekend.
I want to try it. This looks amazing. I'm gonna try it also. Let's post our pictures.
And you don't have to go like get special Korean instant coffee. This will work with pretty much any instant coffee you can find.
That's good because I have some like in my collection of apocalypse coffee. I have instant decaf. which seems like perfect for this.
Yeah,
that is very exciting. A thing that I am not going to be doing this weekend, but I am apparently the only one. First, before I even say the thing, I would like to acknowledge that I made a tactical error.
Oh.
Last week.
Dear.
In terms of anticipating the speed at which things would reach peak thingness.
Gotcha.
Because I didn't, I should have realized it, like if I'd put it in sort of the news category, like things are moving really fast every minute. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I sort of neglected to realize that everyone would have a limited menu of things to be doing. So I thought I could wait another week before I started talking about sourdough starters. And I was wrong.
Oh, man. Yeah. Even so I've been overwhelmed by that.
Like last week, I want you guys to know, last week I put sourdough starters in the bullpen.
I will vouch for that.
And I thought, I'll just wait until next week because I like my things for this week. And that's fine. There's time. There's no. Sourdough starters are literally like the blob in every way. They are like the blob themselves. And then they are the blob that have taken over everything, including, I think, the entire supply of flour in America. And then everyone I know is like, my sourdough starter this, my sourdough starter that. I'm making crackers because my sourdough starter fell.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Jenny, who I blame for starting all of this, Jenny Josephson, was like, she turned her sourdough starter into some other sort of like, I don't know, it's called like a biga. And then it's like a harder blob of, I honestly don't even I don't even know where to start. No pun intended. Talking about them, except that like, whoa, it is out of control. The sourdough starter thing. Out of
there
control.
Is going to be plenty of bread on the shelves very soon, people, because everyone's making their own sourdough.
Which is great, because everyone is going to realize, too, all at the same time, this sucks. Sourdough starters are the worst. It's just like a scary, slimy thing. You have to feed it all the time, and then you end up with like more slime, and then you got to figure out how to make that slime, and then sometimes it like dies. I don't know. You know you can just make regular bread, right? And it's delicious.
Yeah, just with old-fashioned yeast. But
just some flour and some yeast.
Is it a San Francisco thing? Is it because the tech world is involved in spreading social media and sourdough is huge in San Francisco's culture? Is that why?
I don't know. But it's not just here.
No, I know. And it doesn't seem like it started in San Francisco.
Yeah. I don't know how everybody all of a sudden discovered it and decided that this was the thing to do, as opposed to literally just me, like the first weekend, like I think the 14th or something, I just made bread with flour and yeast and water. Like, just, you can just make bread. It doesn't have to be this whole.
TRS-201 and Net Guy Green both saying the stores are out of yeast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The stores are out of yeast. I saw a whole article about how you can make your own yeast. Even because it's just like a fermenting process or whatever. And so there was a whole article about how like you're never actually out of yeast. You could be out of flour. I think that's a real thing. But yes, people are out of yeast. They're out of flour. And they're all making these sourdough starters. And I'm like, you just make it today. You don't have to grow it first. Anyway, it's like Uber thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what the next trend is then, if you're out of yeast.
What?
Communion wafers.
Hey, there you go.
Just make them at home.
Communion wafers.
Can't go to church.
Tom's calling it now.
Sacrilegious, says our producer Rich in the Discord.
Amazing.
They're just wafers until they're blessed.
So until they're blessed. Also, just eat tortillas, people. Like, you can put a sandwich on a tortilla.
So I'm going to start with what you'll think is my thing, but it's not my thing, but it leads to my thing.
Okay.
Of course, now you won't think it's your thing because I told you that. But
no, I'm like, uh-oh.
This is a personal thing. I have taken to whenever somebody's doing the, here, your last five jobs and tag five people. I do the five jobs and then I say I'm not tagging any people to stop the spread and flatten the curve.
Clever.
Yeah, just as a, you know, kind of an example online. But then the other thing besides the tag five people is the, like, your quarantine name is the last thing you ate.
Oh, or, yeah. You know,
all of that. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Somehow, at one point, lunch_enjoyer responded, your COVID-19 name is Greg Peppers. Comment below. And everyone thought that was funny that now Greg Peppers has not only trended as people going, my COVID-19 name is Greg Peppers, but like people are creating backstories for Greg Peppers and
oh my God.
Who he was and where they saw him and how they saw him play in 07 with a crowd of three dudes before he got popular.
Why are people so weird? This is hysterical.
And so now Greg Peppers has become everyone's quarantine name.
Quarantine name. Oh my God, I didn't even see this. This is incredible. I love it. Greg Peppers. I'm gonna have to do an in-game search right now so I can see everybody's crazy
yeah
tweets about it.
Because now it's already spread so far that people are starting
everybody's
to tweet
changing
like,
their name to
who's
it.
Greg Peppers.
I've turned myself into Greg Peppers. I'm trying to stop it oh wow.
We are all Greg Peppers.
Oh, the best one so far. I saw Greg Peppers was trending and assumed the worst.
That's really good.
Oh my God, this is incredible. I mean, this is one of those magical internet things where you're just like, I can't explain it at all. Like, there is no reason why everybody should have latched on to this
Because
all at once,
that one tweet by Patrick Lunch underscore Enjoyer was kind of funny.
Yeah,
but it just struck enough people as funny at the right moment that it just spread.
I mean, I guess so. When will Biden condemn Greg Peppers? Greg Peppers left a dog in a hot car, and I have proof.
Oh, that's man. Not funny. No.
It's dark. It's definitely dark.
Oh, it's the internet. You're going to find all kinds of takes.
Oh, dark, it light, has otherwise. It all. Yeah, oh, yeah, it has it all. But this absolutely. Is like, oh my
Greg
God.
Peppers,
good
2020.
Catch. Good one, Tom. Way to dig to the like the underbelly of weird internet stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, the
there you go.
The real discovery is the Greg Peppers we meet along the way.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Maybe Greg Peppers and I will be swinging by the pizza place on the corner later to get a takeout cocktail.
Pizza place, but takeout cocktail. I see what you did. That did not get past me. Cocktails.
The
take
thing
out cocktails.
Is take out cocktails. So because all these restaurants, you know, they can do takeout and they can do delivery. That's a lot of people aren't doing that at all. So it's not enough to keep them going. But the thing is, they make all their money on the booze. And so a lot of states have essentially loosened restrictions on the ability of restaurants to sell alcohol and to sell alcohol in, and talk about a thing coming all the way around in a way we never would have guessed, single serve. Single serve booze. Like you can go and you can get takeout cocktails, like bring them home, put ice in a, you know, this one is sort of advertising like all you need is an orange peel and some ice. And boom, you've got a old fashioned or a Manhattan.
And like, yeah,
I think it's double serving.
A lot of them are doing kits.
Oh, really?
They'll sell you like the lemon and the seltzer and the margarita mix, you know, along with it. So you can just do it yourself.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah. People have got, and again, I know we're all really worried that we're all drinking too much. That is almost certainly true. But I do think that this is both a clever way for restaurants to keep the high margin sales going. And also, I know, it's very festive. It just is. I don't know. It's kind of jazz festy, kind of New Orleansy to go.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, you just sort of, everybody's like walking down. And in fact, people are putting pictures in the Discord now of things like to-go margaritas.
Yeah.
There's two mentions of those. Zeke's Pizza in Seattle, says Todd Eichel, will sell you a growler of beer with your pizza delivery. All contactless.
I don't know about that to-go margaritas at Porter. It's just the plastic cups with the tops on, but the straws are in it with a little bit of paper on the top. I'm like, oh, no, not now. I'm not trusting that.
No, they shouldn't be pre-strawed. That's no good. Nope. Mm-mm.
I
just
get
put
why.
It in a little container, and then you
especially
pour it into a glass
when it's sitting
when you
right
get
next
home.
To a Corona Extra.
Like one of the last Coronas in the world, apparently. I think they like shut down the factory.
Somebody put that in our Discord earlier, the link to the story that they're pausing. They're not considered essential. So Mexico is making them pause production of Corona beer right now.
Horrific. Horrific.
I have some Corona in my fridge. Now I'm going to guard it with my life.
You should. It's precious.
So precious.
So precious. And so
delicious.
I'm a
stockholder in InBev Anheuser-Busch, by the way. I should disclose that.
Oh, you definitely should. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really?
I own like five shares.
That's all I own of anything.
Because St. Louis, you know, I bought Anheuser-Busch and then it became InBev Anheuser-Busch. And
right. I get it.
It was like a vanity purchase, not an investment, but you know, still.
But you never know.
Yep.
When it comes back around.
Might bounce back. Those five shares could be worth millions.
All right. Let's go to your comments and things. Another J. Martin needs a thing check. Let's see. He writes, I'm on the mailing list for Weezer, as you do. They rarely send out emails, but the most recent one I got was for Weezer-themed backgrounds for Zoom. Mm. Then I saw that Denny's tweeted Denny's-themed backgrounds. Have you seen any other 90s bands, chain restaurants, or other random brands sharing backgrounds for your video conferencing needs? You know what? I saw Adobe via Veronica Belmont.
Ah.
Did. And so I wonder, oh, dude, that's a good thing spot.
Yeah,
that's
a
really,
really
good
one.
Thing spot.
Well,
assuming
done.
That everybody doesn't all up and quit Zoom at once.
I mean, after the week they just had.
Because of its issues.
if people are still using them next week, they'll never quit them.
Then like, they'll never quit. Exactly. Yeah. And then you might as well just go crazy with the filters because they are pretty fine.
Oh, Matt from Oklahoma writes in with a Tiger King thing. So mm-hmm. not the Tiger King is the thing, but a thing based on Tiger King. It's called Joe Exotic from Wondery. This debuted the day before the Tiger King dropped on Netflix. Wondery is making
a podcast thing. He said it was a podcast
about Joe. Is it from Joe Exotic?
No. Well, it already existed. So I think maybe Tiger King. Yeah. So because we had said, you know, since this is true crime, is it or has it ever been a podcast? And Matt had written in to say, yes, it was a podcast called Joe Exotic.
I did not have that context in my head.
Yes.
All right. Also, Matt's from Oklahoma and thinks it's funny that everybody else now knows about Joe Exotic, too.
Oh, God. But yeah, Rich noted that it debuted the day before Tiger King dropped on Netflix. So it was probably not that because I think a lot of podcasts are becoming intellectual property for things like Netflix and Prime, but it sounds like this was a little bit more simultaneous, perhaps. Tim gets it. He wrote in, this is one of the things that made me realize I had made a terrible tactical error when I did not talk about sourdough starter last week. He said, hey, I've been noticing that more and more people have been starting a sourdough starter. One of the starter starters is a friend of the show and a friend of the host, Jenny Josephson.
Yes, Tim, dude, you are correct.
You are so right. Yep. Yep.
And then Allah turns the tables on turntables. Hello from quarantine Dubai. Oh, how the turntables. I haven't heard it being said by actual people, but it is a meme from The Office. Mm-mm. When Michael Scott is returning victorious after starting his own paper company and stealing clients from Dunder Mifflin, he says, oh, how the turntables. Allah sent a link, but it was taken down. But yes, that's probably where it comes from. The people are just imitating the Office. That makes sense now.
Oh, of course. Because The Office is like the thing for so many things.
Yep.
Oh, genius. Allah, thank you. Allah points out, I got to say, Allah gets to the source
of
a lot of things. Yep.
Digging down.
Yep. That is a dude who gets right to the core of things.
Well, it's time for our shout outs, which has become probably the best part of the show.
I'm going to say absolutely.
Mm-hmm. This week's shout outs are done in the style of CSI Miami David Caruso one-liners.
So you can't see us, but every time we say one, we're also going to have to like look meaningfully up to the side, I think.
Right.
Isn't that the deal?
We will be doing
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Looks like Mike Akins won't be feeling pain anymore.
Paris might be the city of love, but it turned into a fatal attraction for Louis Saint Amour.
If someone gets Jake Woods and no one is around, is it still a crime?
We might not be sure how to pronounce Gabrielle Cohen, but we can definitely call this murder.
Shout out to producer Rich too.
I mean, I'm dying right now. This is amazing. Oh, wow. I mean, and that's what you're here for, friends. I'm pretty sure. Thank you.
No, seriously. For, like, I can't even
thank
speak.
Thank you for
so good.
Joining us, for listening to It's a Thing, for indulging our ridiculousness. Producer Rich, I think we can all agree, is a treasure, and we are lucky to have him.
Absolutely.
You can become a member of It's a Thing and get access to our Discord, an ad-free RSS feed, bonus content, and potentially even a shout-out, should you be so inclined. Patreon.com/It's a Thing.
And don't forget to keep those things coming by email as well. feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.